been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Know we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Hope everybody's having a glorious, productive Sunday. Yep. You know what time it is, 7 o'clock, Brown Holy Water is here. Team, let's go and introduce yourselves.
Y'all already know what it is, it's your boy. I got the best wrangle on the East Coast, you know what I mean? I'm just maintaining. My birthday bash is coming up. Please get your tickets immediately. Friday, March 8th, it's going to be dope. And ladies, Lai said he's going to find his next wife.
Oh, nah, you blowing it up.
My bad. But y'all already know what it is, man. I'm in the building, man. What's going on?
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya. I'm here, guys. What's up?
And this is the Triangle Offense.
Scotty!
Scotty!
What's up?
Scotty!
Let's get to it. Let's hear what's going on. Tanya, what's some,
yo, wild some tea you got for shit. Us? Happened this week, son. A lot of stuff happened this week.
Okay.
Well, we started off with a moment of black excellence. Big, huge shout out to Cardi B for making history and winning her Grammy. So happy for her. It was a great moment to watch, you know, for those of us who come from the ghetto and, you know, could relate to her story. It was definitely, at least for me and for those who could see it, it was very motivational to see that you can come from nothing and become something if you work hard enough. And that girl busts her ass.
As a fact.
She does. She's not the best rapper, and that's the truth. She's not a freestyler, but she has a really good work ethic, and it's obvious. And she's about her bag, and she has a really good team behind her. And that was a very well-deserved Grammy. Mm-hmm. But tell me why motherfuckers was just coming at her all
people
the time.
People were hating. The same. Like, but the thing that confused
hating
me.
Hating how?
Because a lot of women, it was just
she is
trying
off
to,
Instagram.
They were trying to discredit her.
I see, she took on for like an hour.
They were trying
like
to
that.
Discredit her, calling her, oh, she can't even rap, who write her songs. But my thing is, just last week, these same women was just saying that black women are the least protected, the least cared for, they always shitting on. And then a sister who's black.
From the hood.
From the hood. From the Bronx, from one of the rougher parts of, you know, New York. None of y'all want to live there, you know what I mean? But somehow she wins, and it's mostly women tearing her the fuck down. And that, to me, is not only a sign of insecurity, but a sign of hurt. People are hurt, and women are just jealous of other women. And you can't say you want black women to be treated like queens, and you want to be treated like that, and then you don't do it to another sister. Cause a sister won. Where's the popcorn?
And then
where's
the celebration? And then of course they started to divide. All of a sudden they started to categorize her blackness. All of a sudden she wasn't black enough. It wasn't a win for black people.
Well, shouldn't if you win a Grammy, shouldn't your ghostwriter get something too? If you really didn't,
everybody
now?
Wins.
Everybody wins.
But I mean, like, shouldn't they get a Grammy also?
Everybody wins. Now, no, the Grammy goes to the artist, but everyone is accredited for the win. So
yes.
Whoever is a part of that. Also is a Grammy winner.
People always want to have something to say. You see,
that's true. They even had an issue with Offset being on stage with her husband, who she was holding his hand, shaking because she was so, you know, overwhelmed
at
the moment.
Because right? He crashed that set before that. Remember that shit?
But
don't get on the stage.
Thing is, like, it, from,
now
from
he on the stage.
From the whole look of the video, it looked like she wanted him on the stage with her. It was a moment in history. She was like, husband.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, you know, it's just...
She said he pushed her, do out everything.
She did,
and she gave
him
props.
Out, too. So it was...
She should.
People don't like relationships until they're in one.
People went off and talking about how it was so manipulative and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, if it is, we don't have enough details to know. We don't know truly if that's what it is, but for the most part, is
manipulation.
For the most part, if she won her Grammy, it looked like she sincerely wanted to share the moment with her husband. It was a win for the family. It was a win for Black culture, son. Just celebrate it. But then sleazy ass fucking BET. I don't know who they got on their social media staff, but they set up one of the most disrespectful clickbaits ever. When they reference Cardi's win, the article was to read about Cardi's history making win, but the caption is Nicki Minaj getting dragged by her lace front.
Wow.
On Twitter. That was a clickbait.
Yeah, that was
they
for
used.
No reason. Yeah,
that was for me it's like and I'm not a Nicki fan, but she's not my favorite artist. But you why take away Cardi's moment by putting the light on somebody who didn't win? And then not for nothing, I'm pretty sure there's a part of Nicki that's happy for Cardi B, too. You know?
You think so?
I don't think that,
man.
I think so.
I mean, Nicki Minaj is already established. She already dumped in her name. She done. You know, she's gonna be
things.
Revered.
She ain't got one of them things.
She is queen, and she's comfortable in a
situation.
She's
queen, but she don't have one of them things.
Even if she doesn't have. Biggie don't have a fucking Grammy. Pac don't got a Grammy.
Yeah,
J. Cole ain't got a Grammy.
But Nicki been on top for a
Biggie
long time.
Biggie died quick.
Nicki,
Pac,
there are a lot
died.
Of Snoop Dogg ain't got a Grammy.
Nicki want one.
Snoop.
But you know, Nicki used her accolades to show how much better or more successful she is from Cardi. And now Cardi has
something
that she don't. So it is. It does play a role. You know, women. Women hate other women that do the same thing as them for some reason. I don't know why.
Especially when you always throwing it out like Black said. She always quick to put up, number one's
platinum
selling in Tokyo,
that's a fact.
And
that's a fact.
And she tried to diss her before in the bar saying, like, get you some, like, plaques or whatever. But
well, she got her plaque now.
got a big one.
She got her plaque now.
Gotta be quicker than that.
She gotta be plaque.
This is all good. I like Nicki. Shout out to Nicki, though.
Southside, baby. You heard of Barbiana remix to Blueface's Tatiana?
Who?
Barbiana. She did a remix. She did a remix. It was a really good remix too. I'm not gonna hold you. Like she had a good one. But then petty ass Blueface put Cardi B in the official remix of Tatiana.
On the video, right? She looked good as shit too in that video. Seen that?
And her verse was fire.
Yeah.
I didn't really pay attention to verse. She on the call.
Nicki dropped like 3 songs the last 7 days. And
facts.
I think people have
no one
has been paying any attention. It hurts, bro. For the attention to switch over, it hurt. That's like a girl watching you move on. You know what I mean? Front row seats. It hurts.
I mean, she's still getting money. It don't matter.
She is. She's good, son. She's good.
You can still be the queen. People move on. It's like when Beyonce drop and then Rihanna go and do her thing. Beyonce's still queen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Beyonce do be hating a little bit, I think.
On Rihanna?
I think there's a little stinge there.
Because that was the room because they were saying that remember Jay-Z and Rihanna messed around. So
he should have. He better had hit.
Wow.
He put the bitch up. Nigga, I'm hitting, nigga.
Wow, Black Success.
What?
Wow.
That's what he's apologizing for?
He better have split ass, son. You gotta be crazy. He changed your life. The fuck?
So anyway.
Yeah.
So Monique and Steve Harvey had a sit down on Steve's show this week as well, and it was an attempt to kind of squash this ongoing beef they had with the situation with
Lee
Daniels and Oprah and Tyler Perry, and the thing that you know Monique has been since going on about you know getting underpaid, you know she told these guys suck her dick on stage
Women gotta stop, yo.
Yo, ease up with the women shit, son. We talking about Monique now. We're talking about one specific woman.
Dick, right? Yeah, you can't be saying stuff like
that. That shit hits you still. It hurts just as much.
Yeah.
Not.
But we're
talking about Monique.
You know, with men, people done died over that shit.
Like, people die for less.
I mean, I'm just saying.
All right.
Can't just say
stuff. So in a nutshell, Steve's thing was Monique wasn't doing it the right way. And Monique was saying, even though it might not be the right way, it's the way of integrity. So there was a divide, again, along the topic. What y'all thought about that one?
I seen it, and I watched it.
The entire 10 minutes?
I did. It's actually 11:36. I seen the whole thing, and I watched it a few times. Because it just bothered me that Steve want to help her so bad. And she's just so stuck on her feelings about whatever she's feeling. Because you can't disrespect people and ask them to help you. You can't have your chest out and your hand out. It just doesn't work. But Pick one.
I think she disrespected him because she felt like they the ones that was blackballed and started the rumors saying like she was difficult to work with and blah, blah,
but
blah.
She was.
She is. She was.
But
though.
She was. That was genuine. You got to understand, when you do a movie, no matter which movie you do, you'll see it on a date. They go to a Breakfast Club. They go to Hot 97. The press run is a part of the package.
Yep.
That's just a fact. So if they only gave 50K, that's what you agreed with. You should have asked for more. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that's your job to go promote the film. That's it. They didn't ask you to do nothing. They didn't tell you come sit and suck some dick. They told you to go work for the movie that you're starring in that you won a Grammy for. Like that's common sense. But I don't think I think Monique was so stuck on wanting to be right about her thing. You know when somebody could gas you to do something? I think somebody gassed her to go out there and play the whole woman card and I'm black card and da-da-da-da-da-da and see if it worked, and they left her out there by herself. And now she's stuck on an island all by herself, and all the women that claim they support her, when Monique had her show at Apollo Theater last Mother's Day, none of them was there. I was there. It sold out with the older crowd. 50 plus. I was probably the youngest motherfucker there. So all these people that's fake protesting with her, they're just chatting, cause you didn't buy no tickets.
In the sit down though, I understood what both parties were saying, but a little bit Steve Harvey was losing me a little bit when he was saying basically sometimes you gotta have no integrity, but move smarter, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's saying
as a black person, you gotta shut up. Yeah, basically, that's what he's saying.
Basically, like, shut up, move smarter.
Which is kind of horrible to think that that's the avenue we gotta go down to get recognition.
I like it, but I don't. Because when you get to a certain stature, like, he shouldn't feel like he still have to do that. That's Steve Harvey.
And I think that's
like, he shouldn't have to feel like he
have
to shut up to get a job or shut up to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you one of the voices we got for the community. Mm-hmm. Like, certain things you can't risk your integrity for. Like, just because you feel like you're going to lose money. Mm-hmm. That's basically saying your soul is for sale, kind of.
Basically. That's exactly what you said. To me, that's how I interpreted it. Right.
Yeah, you can't be like, your soul is like, this is a money game. I got to take care of my family. Your family's still going to get taken care of, even if you turn down a few things. You know what I'm saying?
Case in point, Cap.
Cap who?
Kaepernick.
Oh.
He got a settlement for, like they said, between $60 and $80 million.
Okay.
And he kept his integrity.
Yeah,
through
that's
the entire
a good
thing. So it's not always.
He should get paid, and then he should get a contract. But I don't even know. Like, would people respect him if he go work in the NFL again?
I doubt it.
I think at this point he probably
he's still young. He's 31.
Young.
Yeah,
I think he's set for life. He can do so many endorsements but from
I'm saying
now
like,
until he's
the people that was with him. Like you said, like people could be behind you supporting you. Now you got that settlement. What if a team want to give him a shot? He still loves football. Is he a sellout if he go plays in the NFL?
He's not, because the same people that protest and watch the Super Bowl.
Remember, he
but
didn't.
Now he's in the NFL, right? Now he's like this.
My thing is, I understand what Steve Harvey was saying.
I understood.
Listen, at the end of the day, when it comes to business, those personal feelings, you kind of gotta, you know, he was saying, like, it's okay to feel them. It's okay to address it. You got to just do it smarter.
Yeah,
because
cool
we black,
smarter.
A lot of shit is against us from day one. You understand? They looking for us to fail. They looking for us to be dysfunctional and have all these fucking reasons not to do business with us.
But in the same breath,
at the end of the day,
you can't say we black. And he said we black. We gotta do things different. But then he said this is not a black and white thing. It's a money thing. You can't.
No. It is no, because he's saying at the end of the day, secure the back. You listen. Monique made it hard for herself. Facts. That's mm-hmm. period. Nobody could dance around that. Her husband
coming
is playing. Her husband is playing a big role in it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Monique is picking the wrong fights. If you ask me, one, you telling people to boycott Netflix. Not gonna happen. Netflix is too powerful. It's too powerful. There's a lot of people that don't got cable. They live off of Netflix. Watch their shows and movies on there. So Netflix is too powerful, and Steve was right. She didn't give us no point of action. What are we doing to Netflix to boycott? So she just wanted to see. She just threw something out there and see was everybody gonna bite. And I think that's why she failed on that fight, and she's going to also fail because when he asked her, he said, these people owe you an apology, and you owe these people an apology. Mm-hmm. And she laughed out of anger because she's like, shit, I ain't apologizing to nobody. Mm-hmm. Can't be wrong and strong, son. I'm sorry. Acknowledgement for your mistakes, mm-hmm. It goes a long way, dog.
That's a fact.
Goes a long fucking way.
But that's why he said he's going to set it up so she can apologize. Well, hopefully she get like I think it all stemmed just because she didn't get
she
the could right
apologize there, though. Mm-hmm. The platform was there. The platform was there. She was being so...
It could be
that
like
she didn't want to apologize.
Sincere, like, you seen, like, dog, you the other day say, when Dame tried to apologize to Jay and apologize.
No, Dame
to
just waited too long. But you got to say sorry. When you wrong, if you love things, someone, if you fuck with someone, if it's whatever, when you wrong, you gotta apologize, dog. That's and I bad. Think that's where a lot of people get shit fucked up at. You act so big and bold,
ego
like you can't
is the
say,
enemy.
Like you can't say sorry, nigga. You wrong, not me. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. And she told him suck her dick. Like,
on
are you
stage.
Crazy?
On
are
stage.
You crazy, dog? Are you crazy? I would never work for her again if I was
powerful people that make movies.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, yeah. You play yourself.
Who say anything?
And they hit her
Oprah
with hurts.
Phone call. Yo, don't cut a water off.
Oprah. Like, come on, yeah, like yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, they hit her where it hurts. It hit her pocket, and that's she's feeling it till now. But she's like, she's holding on to her pride so much, she can't even say I'm sorry. Like, I don't think I'm wrong, but I apologize for. Even being that disrespectful publicly.
Yeah, that's a fact.
She doesn't have to apologize for feeling that she was slighted and jested and whatever, but you disrespect people as well in the same breath. You can apologize for that. It's called social fucking decorum. There's just certain shit you just don't do. Especially the motherfuckers cutting your check.
That's a fact. Cutting you any check. Any check whatsoever, you know what I mean?
Come on, people got options.
That's that, man.
They can go on Instagram and find some motherfucker making 15, 30 second videos and mold them into something and put them in a fucking role. It's happening.
Mold me. Hey, pick a nigga, you heard? I'm trying.
And speaking about people in these shows now, new information, new allegations have surfaced surrounding Jesse Smollett and his attack that he has apparently. Well, I actually read the articles where it was coming out. The articles are saying that he may have staged his attack. The reason the headline is like that is because up until now, there has been they can't find any video footage mm-hmm. of this attack. So because it's taking so long and in Chicago from wherever he was standing, people are starting to suspect that no footage exists. And if no footage exists, it means that he was lying. So I'm just clearing up what the fucking article is saying. But... I don't know, man.
But didn't they arrest these two brothers?
Given
information, basically.
Those two brothers did not whip his ass.
I know, but
he
I thought.
Died.
No. You said them niggas is huge.
Them niggas is huge.
They said, I fought back.
Niggas are like. Every muscle possible.
That man didn't say
died.
He fought back and won.
But
he said he
the
fought
brothers
back.
Is cooperating, right? And I thought they're the ones that leaked the story, basically saying, like, he paid us to make this story up, to make up this attack. That's not what's going on, kinda. It's not.
That's one theory. There's the news outlets and the blog posts. The blog posts are spinning all the rumors and gossip and stuff because they were saying his character is now being written off. So he needs to do something dramatic to end the season or whatever it is. That's one theory. Somebody else said he wanted to spin the whole, racist tension we have and this bigoted president we have by saying it was MAGA. The people wearing MAGA hats that did it, which was the first suspicion most people had. But the man went on Good Morning America and said, I never said the people had on MAGA hats. Somebody spun that and the media just ran with it. Mm. He said himself, I never said it. So it's kind of like a lot of people are using the whole MAGA hat as this shit don't make no sense. But he himself said, I never said it on live television. So y'all got to start getting y'all facts all the way together before you
that
have
a full
opinion.
That story kind of sounds too crazy anyway. Like, if you getting jumped and the motherfucker put a rope around your neck and all that, how you getting away,
that's,
dog?
That's just
and
crazy.
You ain't got no, like, real injuries type. Like.
He
said he fought
he
back.
He took it too far.
Yeah,
I understand a lie,
but
you
if
can't.
If you got a nigga put a rope on your neck.
You can't soap a lie.
Listen, innocent until proven guilty, because not for nothing, we are in a country that's still very highly homophobic, and this is something that if you are part of the LGBTQ community, people do face attacks and threats and stuff from people till this day. That's a fact. It still happens. So let's not rule that out. Like, this is something that's very real.
A lot of them owe us an apology, though.
Oh, they definitely do.
Because a lot of people was attacking straight men and saying, oh, we're not defending this guy and look what he's going through, blah, blah, blah. Y'all owe us an apology and a few bottles of Yave, although we're sponsored. Feel free to send that over. Because I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I ain't do nothing. I just want to know. Listen. I just want to know the truth.
You didn't make it a post still, about him and put rainbow in your profile pic.
The that's case what you got to do. That's support. Still going that's the biggest on. Support. I am still waiting for more facts. It's still up in the air for me personally.
I would hope he ain't lying because that's kind of fucked
I really would. I would really, and I would really probably end his lying. Career.
Period. Yeah, that's nobody's a fact. Probably, that's a fact.
You, even though he's a homosexual man, you playing around in the homosexual community, like making up gay attacks to people that's really going through it, like yeah. you said.
That's a fact. People so die over that shit.
If they find out you're lying about it, even the gay people are not going to fuck with you no more.
Yeah. So and like, if you lose them, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
You lose
and
them,
on the topic of the LGBT community, did you guys see what the internet did to Genuine because he refused to kiss a trans woman?
What?
Oh, y'all missed that? So he was on Celebrity Big Brother UK, and there's some of the cast members who are transsexual. Born men, now they have the full woman thing. So the trans woman asked Genuine, would you date me? He said, not if I knew you were trans.
Okay.
And then they're like, then the trans woman was like, well, it seems you have some tension, whatever, puts her hand around him and tries to kiss him, he pushes back.
Good
and
man.
The fucking internet went wild. Apparently that meant he was homophobic and he should have welcomed her with love and he could have kissed her because she now identifies
to kiss
him
on the
as
lips?
A motherfucking lips.
Even if a straight woman like try to kiss you on the lips, you don't know. That's like, get the fuck out of my
so,
face.
So, like, of course, the once again, the LGBTQ community picked up with this and they started doing the whole, oh, we can't be ourselves. We should be able to love and kiss anybody we want to. The person identifies as a
love
woman.
No, that's
like, then him saying that I wouldn't date a trans was a big issue. But first of all, isn't that a preference? If I don't want to date. If I'm a man and
women.
I don't want to date
born
a woman that was
baby
born
baby.
A man,
no trans,
why would
shit.
You be upset and call me homophobic? Because, like, okay, well, that's not my sexual orientation.
They be reaching, son. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
son.
I'm sorry, man. This community be reaching, son. They got too much power.
I was
and
like,
all that.
I was flabbergasted reading that shit. And they went hard. Anyway.
So they trying to get Genuine for that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, they try to
drag him through the dirt. Drag him through the fucking dirt.
No, nigga's taking that
because he's homophobic.
Too crazy.
If he doesn't want to kiss a man, he doesn't want to kiss a fucking man. No.
Even if it was a real woman, he didn't want to kiss.
That's still wrong
kisser.
Too.
Like,
that's still
the
wrong
fuck?
Too.
There's a lot of women that you know
can't handle rejection
and shit. And they, yeah, it's hard. I mean,
you go through that too.
Rejection. Yeah, man. They always want to fucking kiss me and touch me. I'd be like, yo, relax, please. Just get your ticket for Friday, March 8th, my birthday bash. Like,
hello.
Lies hosting, hello. Tanya
I ain't kissing,
too.
Though. I'm hosting. I still ain't kissing. Don't
I ain't
kiss
kissing.
Me. You get mush.
I ain't kissing, though.
Everybody get mush.
That's a fact. That's
yo,
a
let's
fact.
Go, son. That's all I got for this week. Oh, Wendy Williams is still off air.
And no more guest hosting all that
still
shit?
Still guest hosting. They doing a really good job, but she's still off air. So let's hope she come back soon, but... She has Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disease, which is really
oh,
bad.
Oh, so now she has
alleged.
A disease.
She always had the disease, but apparently her husband is making it worse. And Charlamagne been dropping some tea and some hints all week on The Breakfast Club, and he's waiting for the truth, he says, to come out. Remember, he worked with them when he was back in the day, so apparently he knows some stuff. And he's alleging that Kevin Hunter is a piece of shit. So
that's the
dude
that's been cheating on for Madeline, right?
Charlamagne
got to
mind his business, though.
He is minding his business.
He's
not saying anything.
He's a personality. That's what we do.
Yeah, but he's just a
you're so like Charlamagne. Let me say you look like him.
That's
he's
somebody
married too. That nigga married too, but apparently whatever.
I want the favor.
You want the favor.
I ain't gonna lie, dude.
Whatever's going on, Charlamagne, know that Wendy Williams is not deserving. So we'll see.
Okay. That's it for your tea? Are you sipping and going? That was a good wrap up. Thank you. Let's touch on some topics.
Let's get it.
We got the Facebook group, and just yesterday, I kind of seen something, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me know how you really feel about this.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Let's talk about the alpha and beta men.
Gotcha.
What's up with that, man? What do you? What is your take on the alpha, the beta man? I did some research about this, right?
You went to Google?
Yeah, I did. I had to Google, get my Google degree on, because I wanted to see what's wrong with getting called a beta? All
right.
And I'll tell you my findings after.
Right.
You talk to me, because it seems like that's like a trigger word for you.
Gotcha.
So let's talk to the people, man.
Let's talk about it.
You'd rather be a beta, an alpha than a beta?
I'd rather be nothing, to be honest with you. I just want to be me. But I believe once upon a time there was a posting in the group that gave a definition of what a beta is. And this definition was like a bitch, women, like, you know what I mean? Basically demasculating the whole man or whatever, and calling you out of term, which is a bitch, right? I believe in life, people should only use words that really describe you, and you call a pimp because he's pimp. He's a pimp. He does pimp shit. That's what he's doing with his life. You know what I mean? In my world, I don't like to get called out of name. Call me what you call me. Don't call me out of name. So when I seen that, and now I see people use that word with the intent to fake call you a bitch or pussy or girl, or see, it's the intent. It's are we joking or are we personal? So once you go personal and you saying something with the intent to violate, and then it's somebody that I can't get the fade with. What do I say?
But
what
why is it my, a trigger? Like, words shouldn't hurt.
Nah, I don't think anything is a trigger. I want to be treated the way I'm treated all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in Coney Island, when I'm in Queens, Harlem, Bronx, wherever I'm at, I get treated a certain way. Continue that. Continue that. Don't disrespect me because we're on the internet, and don't disrespect me because you're a female and I'm a male, and you feel like you can say anything because I'm not gonna slap the shit out you, because that's wrong. And I feel like that's when some people get pushed towards the edge to either say something or do something that they really don't want to do. Why would you? Why, you know, disrespect come with consequences, as you can see.
But you have something about that? Have you ever dated a beta?
First of all, I missed both posts, so I'm now everything
it
is
was
now
just
coming
yesterday.
Post. I missed the post. Like I probably saw it, but I didn't pay attention to what was going on. And now that you're giving me a backstory of what the original post was, you know, so apparently we use the word beta in a way to just relate it to a man being more feminine, so to say. The irony is that we live in a patriarchal society, and as a woman growing up in a patriarchal society, I am personally breaking down some barriers that were set up by men. So for you to be a woman and then trying to now ascribe gender roles to a man to bring him down while we're trying to fight against patriarchy, it just doesn't make no fucking sense. Alpha, beta, I date men that like fucking me. And men who are natural born leaders, maybe somebody's gonna say that's an alpha. People who love me, take care of me, show me support, have my back, and put me first. So whatever word describes that in your personal dictionary, that's what I date.
Probably a beta.
If I date I could date a beta and be happy. The goal is not to have a man with all these fucking checklists. The goal is to be with somebody who makes you fucking happy.
I know, that's
a
fact.
I'm with somebody who makes me happy. He could be 5'2", and I'll be happy with a motherfucker.
But that's
5'2"?
He could be 5'1", motherfucker. Once he makes me happy, I am good. I am good. We laying in bed. We're on the same level.
Well, I researched the words, and this is a little backstory. You know, I got my little Google, like I said. It seems like for women that say they want an alpha man, that's not really the man they want. The alpha is like basically described as like an inconsiderate, like a headstrong, not taking any, you know what I'm saying, advice.
A typical fucking patriarchal
like,
man.
Yeah, like the caveman type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Typical patriarchal
I don't
man.
Need women, this and that. When I read the beta, that's basically the balance of two. So being called a beta is actually a good thing. It's like you're willing to take advice. You know what I'm saying? You listen to your woman. You're you pay attention, you're attentive to her emotions. That's not the worst thing you could be called on that scale. The worst thing is Omega. So you get called Omega. That's fighting word.
So basically what you're saying is you found a whole nother definition, but I'm talking about the definition I seen, and then the people that were using it was based off of that definition.
No, that must be Urban
Dictionary. So basically, okay.
Omega is the word that's basically saying you're less of a
you're
man.
The end.
All,
you're the
all
end.
I'm saying, yeah. Don't call me nothing. Don't call me nothing.
Exactly.
Don't call me nothing. So I'm just treat
saying,
me how you want to treat.
So what we're
my
saying
thing is
treat a beta,
people how you would, so how you see
is,
them. Be
the beta
a beta
is the
man has emotion.
Yes.
So like, don't people all the time say they want a man with emotion?
Exactly.
You know
it
what?
Says the beta man can lead, but he asks for assistance. Like he's basically the balance of what
that's every man in a relationship. Hopefully,
basically,
if you have one,
The women that's in relationships with straight outfits
so that's me,
are miserable.
Basically,
you
based on that definition.
So you beta.
Based on Lies definition.
Exactly.
So based on Lies definition,
all
I'm
saying. I'm trying to be a beta too.
All
you
I'm
beta?
Saying with all that
I'm
other
a beta.
Shit, because
I'm a beta. You heard?
Listen, man, I'm a different kind of nigga. So all I'm saying is with the other definition, yo, you can't disrespect.
There's no other definition.
I'm talking about the one I seen, boss.
Talking about the one
so
that
the
started
one,
the
whole. The one I seen.
The snowball.
My thing is this: like you gotta treat people how they get treated. You understand? And my thing is, when you do your research on me. Like, you understand, when you do your research on black success, you know, it's not going to, you know, the dirt, it's not going to be no dirt that I've been a stand-up dude for a long time, man. Never, you know, I've been a stand-up, I've been moving right for a long time. So treat me like that. Treat me like that's what you heard when you made them couple of calls, and, you know, we going to be all right. You know what I mean?
Whatever, beta.
Yeah. B is for black, not beta.
I mean, hello.
Beta black.
Hello. That's all I'm saying. Do the research, baby. I'm worldwide known, man.
More stuff I want to get to.
Yeah, let's get to it.
I seen this too. I seen a meme, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm getting into all this internet shit. You know,
internet so you got were lurking you. This week, live.
Yeah, I had time. I had a little time, you know. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't on the grill that hard. Is it shady to post or speak publicly about situations you know a friend is going through?
What do you mean?
Is it what?
To speak in a journal, like I know you in a domestic violence situation.
Mm-hmm.
I make a post about people in domestic violence situation in a light where it's not being sensitive to your feelings. Is that shady or you just speaking like, oh, like you tell me, oh, I'm in a domestic. All right, boom. 2 days later, I make a general post. Oh, I don't know. Chicks is crazy. They getting their ass beat by their man.
That's not a general post.
That's general because you really saying like, chicks are crazy.
Because
you still in a relationship.
Crazy.
Yeah, because you saying chicks are crazy because you in a relationship.
100% shade. You see, it's different.
That's shade.
If I'm your friend and I disclose my personal situation to you, and I tell you the details of whatever it is, so you know exactly what I'm going through, know exactly emotionally how I'm feeling. You probably have more details than somebody else randomly on the internet can do. Now, you can speak on the topic of domestic violence, but you mm-hmm. have to be sensitive to me. Because if you say chicks is crazy, they with their man, that is obviously you telling me, bitch, you're crazy, you're dumb, you shouldn't be with him. Opposed to saying domestic violence is real. I pray anybody in the situation is getting over it. Seek help. Speak to a friend. It depends on how you position and what's your intention is. Are you bringing awareness or are you just venting about... No. Like you can't be venting about something you should be telling me privately because in all honesty, you wouldn't feel how you felt about it if you didn't have my details.
Why not? What is a general conversation? Is it general? No, is it
you
general
wouldn't
statement?
Have. It wouldn't have been on the top of your mind if it wasn't for my situation. So anything, especially negative about it, you should speak to me directly. Don't fucking put it on the internet for me to scroll past on Facebook. That's shady. That's disrespectful.
But it's also up to you to personalize the message.
Nah, if you know my man beating me. And then you gonna post,
yeah,
chicks
crazy.
Is crazy, crazy. They're getting their ass beat. Lie, you are getting cut off. You getting cut off. You getting cut off because that's putting it with a negative intention.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You putting me down, Because you know why you put me down? Because I'm a chick in a domestic violence situation. You're speaking negatively. You're fucking talking to me negatively. It's not even shady. It's the whole fucking tree, nigga.
So, well.
It's the whole tree. So, it's not a branch.
Like I said, throughout Facebook, we post about different topics every day.
It depends on.
You post about everything. Yeah, you post about single people. You post about, you know what I'm saying?
But you know people. But let me highlight that.
She just said it's shady.
Yes.
To address certain topics that you know people are going through.
Yes.
So things you post, like single, probably being broke or going through child support, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of your friends are going through that. Yeah. That's not a shady post towards them. Are you speaking in general, right?
If you know why?
Tanya, he's talking to me. Let me get this.
I see you talking. You talk a lot about that.
Listen to me. First of all, the man responsible for me being on Facebook is sitting across from me.
Absolutely. I regret it every day.
He got me started. I didn't even know what this shit was, right? So when I started my Facebook, and when I got on social media, if you notice, even from 2005, like, my shit is like, I don't really get crazy on my shit. Like, it's not my personal life. Like, I don't really show my family. I don't really talk. You never see me go back and forth with any friends. You don't see me shit on my family or whatever. I don't do none of that shit on my social media. I tell jokes. I make people laugh. I'm in the entertainment business. That's where I've been for 15 years. I entertain. So I tell jokes. And with a slight bit of humor. Know what I mean? Now, listen to this, though. Your truth is always yours. You have to give it to us. I was talking shit about single people when I was single. Look at the... I was talking shit about niggas being broke. I ain't even had a job at that time. Don't fucking matter. I'm just trying to laugh. I want to laugh. Once this shit become too serious and I can't post, I can't tell my jokes, I can't... I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta get off this social media thing then. Because your truth is yours. You have to, you know what it is? When you cool with somebody, and now Lai posts a joke about short dudes with freaking receding hairlines, I laugh because we cool. But if we ain't seeing eye to eye, now I personalize that same joke because that's we ain't true. Seeing eye to eye. Get the fuck out of here with that fucking bullshit. That's your truth. Nigga, and you want to be everybody walking around wanting to be fucking victim.
The way he described it, he just basically saying, like, basically it's his Facebook. He could talk about whatever he wants,
which is true.
And he don't talk about his own personal life, so he talks about everything else in general. So if your friends feel a kind of way, they can't be mad in his light because this is what he do. But you say that's shady.
I am the fucking type of friend that if I see something that I believe to be shade coming from a friend, I am jumping in your phone right away. I am calling you right now, like, nigga, what the fuck is up? Clear this up now, because I want to make sure we're on the same page instead of me sitting and maybe either catching a sub that really should be thrown at me, or it was just I got caught in the crossfire of somebody just talking a joke. And I would hate to lose a friend over miscommunication. This person's waking up with something on their mind, and I'm going to be going through it. Maybe we talk about something last week, and this thing come up, is looking a little sideways. I'm going to clear that up because I value my friendship.
Even if it's a sub, why catch a sub?
Because subs are supposed to be caught.
No, they're not.
A sub is supposed to be missed. A sub is supposed to be caught. Let's not act like people don't sub each other all the fucking time.
But I'm saying, a sub is caught if you're paying attention to it. Don't pay attention to it.
I know every sub that's for me that I've seen. And that's the truth.
How do you know that? That sounds crazy.
Because people set it up for you to catch it.
No.
However, there are also times things, like I said, get caught in the crossfire when you may see something that does apply to you, but the truth is the author had no intention of talking about you.
I see it all the
time. Which is why you pick up the fucking phone and you call.
I'm not calling my friend just because they make a post about something that could relate to my life.
I value my friends. It's not a problem.
I think you guys are throwing it off, right? So it's two different kind of like posters, right? So some people that Facebook is just their normal thing. They just talk about the celebrity shit that they see and their family. That's it. That's all they talk about. Love and this what's going on in my life, a new promotion, da da da. And there's some people that just shit talk all day. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the people that just shit talk all day. So the same reason why you go to the Shade Room and Ball Alert and shit like that, you'll come to my page. Because I'm going to give you that same story, just with a little bit of humor. I might switch it up a little bit and make it. I might add some sauteed onion, a little bit of spice. But my shit is never to shoot at no. Like, I don't throw subs because I'm a direct hitter. It's plenty of people I had. It's plenty of people that I had issues with. I tag them on the post. I say their name on the post, and it goes the fuck down. If your name is not up there, it's not for you. Now,
this is what I'm saying, though.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying, it depends on what type of poster that person is. So yep. If that person don't talk about anything ever, and now all of a sudden we talk about domestic violence, and now you got a domestic violence post on your page, you bugging the fuck out. That's
so
about me.
It depends how the person is and how they post it.
Yeah, because some people are bloggers. Some people speak about everything every day. They talk about everything. They instead of having a website, they use their fucking social media. That's what I do. So if that's what that person do, that person touches every subject, dog. Every day is going to be something else. Every day someone could take offense to something, dog. Every fucking day. My thing is, your truth is yours.
That's a fact.
Your truth is yours. See, you can't be scared of your reality. If your reality makes you feel bad, you got to fix that. That's the fucking problem. Where everyone got to fucking draw the line. If your reality makes you feel bad, fix that.
Which is why
old car didn't want to start. I kept putting it. I swear to God, it's not a joke. It didn't want to stay. And one day, me and my wife, we left a fucking restaurant and the car couldn't start. I had to fucking go get a jump and have my man. I had to go get a new car. You feel me? I was going home, throwing all these parties, getting all this money. I was going home to just me in the bed. I was lonely. I got me a fucking fiance. All the fucking problems, I fixed it. I just fucking fixed it. But you can't be ashamed of your reality. It's the truth. One thing about me, you would never find somebody saying black is a liar. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, listen, don't ask for it if you don't want it now. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. But how are you mad at the truth? How are you mad at me for the truth? See, this is what's really going on.
This is why, even on my Facebook, like over the years, now I speak about myself and my personal experiences and I share what I am going through because I know the truth about me. I shit on myself. Like, you come into my space, I paragraph about myself, my experiences. Somebody called that narcissism one time. I'm like, listen, I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing with you what I go through. I'm sharing with you my mistakes. I'm sharing with you my hurt, my pains, my depression, my like everything that I'm going through. I like to share it from my personal things. If somebody comes to my page and sees my story, it's usually from, I can relate to that, opposed to me just making a random ass fucking post about random ass shit I have no relation to.
So if it's somebody random, might think
that if it's random as fuck.
If it's random as fuck, then it's
if it's random as fuck, there's a high possibility it's a fucking sub. And I have subbed people before. They deserved it.
You just say you were a direct straight shooter.
Because I didn't want to shoot direct at that person. Because there are certain people a sub would hurt more than to come to them directly.
That's a fact. I don't care.
There are certain people. I don't pay attention to subs, man. Yeah.
If you don't, I'm from the Tupac era. You gotta say my name and I'll address whatever.
Yeah.
You say, oh, the nigga with the burgundy hoodie, da da da, ass. I'll be like,
you
this.
You mean
yeah.
Salah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
This shit is crazy.
Yeah,
though,
I don't give a fuck about that.
It's too sensitive.
I don't identify with
these days. But this is my thing, right? Everything could be a sub these days. Do you know how much short jokes I see on the fucking
every day.
On fucking social media? Short jokes, receding hairline jokes, fucking dating outside of your race jokes. I see that shit all day.
You
I don't
be on
personalize
all day.
It.
Once you personalize it, then it's you.
I don't give a fuck.
What I will say is this. People also like to use your theory of if it's not your name, it doesn't apply to you. I'm speaking in general. Fuck speaking in general, not enough people are getting their fucking faces bashed in for talking out of fucking turn, whether you at me or not.
And that's what I was saying. Know. And that's what I was saying earlier about the fucking disrespect. You got to treat
people.
It's not disrespect.
I'm from a generation where, listen, if you start moving slight ways, that's why we will meet. We will see you.
What
that's
if they
how
not
I was raised.
Slight ways?
Listen, like I said, a sub is supposed to be caught.
It's not supposed to be caught. Because that's a pussy way of dissing somebody.
To fucking diss me.
Because that's a pussy way of dissing somebody. If you have a problem with somebody, okay, you go direct like
that's
you said.
Why I said.
If I sub somebody, I'm not man enough to come to him or say what I gotta say.
And I'm gonna be that bitch. I'm gonna pull up on you. It's like,
why entertain something that a nigga not real enough
pull
to
up
tell
on you?
You not... I would never catch a sub. I don't give a fuck what a nigga talking about. Why catch something that a nigga won't tell you to your face? If a nigga runs to the internet and want to make a suggestion of who we talking about instead of addressing the person.
Yeah.
You ass. I ain't got to waste my time and talk to you. For a chick, too. Hey. Why would I waste my time and energy for a chick that you're a child? I don't give a fuck. Like, if you don't catch it, that's the worst thing you can do. You won't pay them no attention. They talking to themselves. Like,
that's a fact.
What the fuck?
But like, with one subturn, no 10, energy. Motherfucker, I'm going to see you. We're going to have that conversation.
See, for what? Nah, because if you have the conversation, then you let them know and be caught. If you don't pay attention, don't care.
Not enough motherfuckers getting their mouth smashed in.
Don't give
not
people,
enough.
But you giving
not
people
enough.
Energy. You give people energy for something that, like you said, it probably wasn't even for you. You could have had an identical situation, but you caught some shit that wasn't for you. Now you in your feelings.
So
that's what it is.
Listen,
don't pay
listen
attention
to me. If it's genuinely random, you might catch one. But if I catch 10 in a row, nigga...
Ain't no,
a conversation.
You know the
you
shit
don't
I don't like.
I'm gonna
tell you the shit I don't like. And this happened once, and you was
I did it.
You was told about it. No, you was told about it. So I don't like when someone try to be funny, and then I end up being funnier, and now they play victim. No, I'm funny, nigga. Like I'm gonna, cause my truth is so real that like how could you harm me about my truth? You can't. My reality, nigga. Fuck online. Come offline. Come to the hood. Come really find out who's who and what's what. I was the man my whole life. You understand? So when people try to sub and try to say slick shit, what hurts them is they thought that was funny. Cool. You probably get a like or two. But then I go say mad jokes after that. Got 15 locked up. I got a whole clip. And now you mad. Because I'm funny online and
but
I'm lit offline.
If you directing it straight to him, then
no,
it is what it is.
It's straight
that's straight
to
smoke.
But,
that's what
but,
it is,
but what
though.
I'm saying is people always do that. People always try to like say some slick shit and then be mad that now you mad funny. You got mad shit. Bitch, ain't you? Now you going in.
Or they hit you with 5 subs. You have just one killer comeback.
Just one
killer. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. I thought y'all were unbothered. Motherfucker, you bothered more than me.
Yeah.
You went in 5-10 times and you stop it acting like you don't know what the fuck motherfuckers talking about.
Bitch.
Next topic, man.
I don't. I'm telling the truth. That's how I am, man. I'll tell you, I'm too
far. Okay, Switzerland.
Yeah, baby. You can't get into this energy. I don't pay attention to shit too much, man.
That's a fact.
Deadass Black would have to tell me, like, yo, did you catch? I'm like, nah. Black would hit me and tell me, like, I don't.
A lot of
y'all could sit here and y'all could be as politically correct. I don't give a fuck for the most part.
Nah,
once you start provoking me, I'm going to come and see you.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you.
My
provocation
thing is,
ain't
my
cool.
My thing is, I'm funnier. It might be a great idea not to like joke on me or try to drag. I'm going to be funnier. And I'm really tough, like in real life. So it's like offline.
Shut up,
I'm sorry, don't ask. Go ahead, Locke.
Well, we can get into relationship stuff. Since I'm the only single person here, this shit sucks, P.
Sorry to hear that.
No single jokes, man.
I'm still telling single jokes, man.
Listen, man. We're going to talk about words of affirmation. Let's start with that one first.
Hmm.
How important is that in a relationship?
Very important.
Like,
very important.
Scale from 1 to 10.
10.
10?
I was having this conversation with somebody the other day.
Describe what words of affirmation is for the people that's slow. Because I had to... It's all right. I had to look it up also.
Just speaking positivity and reassurance into your partner.
Absolutely.
Okay. We are, and this is people in relationships, we are responsible for security in our partner. And when I say security, I don't mean from a self-esteem aspect. They're responsible for their personal security within themselves. But us coming together as two random people, we are responsible for instilling security into each other. When you park your car, you always make sure it's locked because it's valuable to you. You don't want to lose it. When you leave your house, you make sure your door is locked because it's valuable to you. You don't want to lose it. You get insurance. You get life insurance. You get car insurance. At your job, you mind how you speak. That's also a form of security because these are things that you value. Get renters insurance.
Yo, that was a low blow, bitch.
No. I'm direct, nigga. I'm like this.
But I say about security. If you value your relationship and you value the person you're with and you do not want to lose them, you are responsible for adding security to what you have. Like I said, it's not about esteem. It's not about them personally. But you do stuff to let your partner know, I'm here. I am with you. It should never be up in the air. It should never be implied. I refuse to be loved by implication anymore. It's like people. It's like a lot of us grew up on love by implication. Like, we just were supposed to know our parents loved us. They paying the rent and they paying the mortgage, blah, blah, blah. These things let us know that they loved us. No, tell your kids, I love you. Mm-hmm. Show your kids love. That puts security in kids. That's why a lot of adults grow up and hate Valentine's Day, hate birthdays, hate Christmas, because they didn't get the fucking security as kids when they were growing up. Same thing with relationship. Speak words of positivity in your partner. Let them know you are proud of them. Let them know you respect their work. Let them know you understand. Let them look good that day. Gas a motherfucker. You got a fly ass outfit. Yeah. Ooh, what the fuck? Do that. Those things add. You don't even know
my
how.
My girl tell me I'm cute every day.
You don't know what doing. That does for uplifting somebody's spirit. You need the reassurance. I don't care how comfortable you get. Every person needs a reassurance. You are responsible for securing your relationship.
I think men do it more often than women, honestly. I feel if women said more words of, like, affirmation, that it would defer men from probably stepping out sometime. Being told that you appreciate it, that you're loved, like, just little simple things. You're the best thing that happened to me. Anything that make a dude be like, damn, I ain't gonna do nothing crazy. Jesus told me.
Remember, I told you for a long time, I never used to actually literally say I love you. Because for me, at that point in my life, I thought that showing somebody I love them all the time and doing this and being this amazing person was enough. Mm-hmm. But the words never matched what I was doing. So it was up in the air for the person. It's like, does this girl love me? She's just a nice person. And that's when I found how important verbalizing how you feel and how you and the person's position in your life is. Words of affirmation fucking matter. Sometimes y'all partners are on the fence about cheating because there's somebody out there telling them stuff they want to hear. That's once again, fact. it's not insecurity, but it's like, bro, like, could you at least say you're proud of me? Like, I bust my ass all week, son.
Women don't do that.
I do it.
Go.
I do it.
My lady does it, man. I don't want to brag about her too much, but she.
You, man, do it also? I'm, is it important I'm, to you, I'm too? That,
like, hell
she,
yeah.
That's so who she has to be like, hell yeah. Like, I like your truck today. It's shining.
She the one that told me I got the best Wrangler on the fucking East Coast. That's why I keep saying it. She the one that said, like, baby, you got the best Wrangler on the East Coast, baby. And I like, yeah, you know, I'm going to start spreading that word around. Me and that'd be, but yeah, man. Something, like,
me and my boyfriend be laying in bed 4 o'clock, you know, in the morning. And I just roll over and I hug him and I say, thank you for everything that you do for me. Aww. That nigga going nowhere. I'm just saying.
Unless you get deported. All
right,
shout out to Trump.
Logging jealous, you know, he's saying. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, back to you.
Feel the single tension.
Ain't got nobody telling me shit, yo.
They tried, though.
I will be a part that had a problem expressing, like, the words appreciate, like, the appreciation words towards you. But, like you said, in your instance, they're more so show you. But they don't tell you all the time, like, I love you or I appreciate you type shit. How would you handle this in this situation? But he or she treats you good. But just don't talk to you and tell you like that.
They don't tell me? Yeah. I would verbalize it. It's important to speak. That's what helped me. The person I was with told me, like, I'm over the whole mind reading aspect of having relationships. Like, people just think you're supposed to know what's going on in your partner's head and vice versa. I'm at a point in my life, I understand that you have to verbalize, not attack, but say, hey, babe, I would like to hear more of what you're thinking, especially when it comes to me. Like, how are you feeling? What do I mean to you? Because you mean this to me. And I'll start speaking my words of affirmation to him so he knows what to learn and what to pick up. It's like teaching somebody how to love you. There's nothing wrong with teaching somebody how to love you.
Facts.
Teach me how to love
you. Gotta teach, motherfuckers be 35.
But you have to, because
everyone. People be 35. I'm not teaching to somebody. You better fucking teach a nigga.
But you have to teach.
You have to teach somebody how to love you. Because at the end of the
day, no one knows how to love you but you. So you gotta tell me which ways of this love you need,
how do you need it,
which form of this love you need, so that I could give it to you, and then you could realize whether or not you need it or not. So yeah, That's it. I just feel like people, you know, love isn't, yo, I tell you the truth, man, love is important, man.
Love is very important.
Feeling love and showing love.
And honestly, man, you know, I'm going to stop joking on single people, man.
Thank you, man.
Nah, I have to, man, because, yo, because it's like, yo, I would hate to be single right now, bro. It's dangerous, yo.
Like, commit suicide.
People want,
we're not going to joke about
that.
I'm serious. We're not joking about that.
No, but people want love, yo. People want to be loved. And they don't know how to say it. So much of they try to hate on. Like, when I see women say they don't care about Valentine's Day, it's just a regular day.
It is a regular day.
No, get the fuck out of
here. That's a regular day.
That's a love day.
That's a regular day. Love day is every day.
That's a love day.
Love day is every day. You go home right now and cuddle with sushi.
That's
love day.
That's the birthday of all vagina, bro.
That's a love day. Every day's a love day.
Every day's a love vagina, bro. But let's not act like everybody in relationships. It's like every day you get in. It's not every day. It's like every day you get in flowers.
You can. That's the problem.
I do not want that's my the man problem buying with flowers every day.
Too,
why not?
On the 14th,
that is financially a bad decision
but
to buy flowers.
On the
14th,
you should be treated.
But still,
you should be treated.
It could be once
special.
A week or once every 2 weeks.
No,
you don't have to wait until the 14th.
Being home on
no,
the 14th.
The
that's the problem.
Nobody is waiting. Nobody's ever said I'm waiting for the 14th to show love. But the 14th comes around, it's a love
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you do. You might do a little more.
But there's some relationships
you might go to your regular restaurant
one day to try to show.
And that's a fault in that relationship.
Yes,
exactly.
That's a flaw there. And they have
but
to
that
communicate
day
that they need
you
love all year round.
Prove how much you
because
love somebody.
They have that, lie, that lie, you got to also remember.
Christmas shouldn't tell you that you got to buy gifts, but it do.
And
Thanksgiving
no.
shouldn't tell you got to eat turkey, but you do, nigga. Hello?
They sell turkey all year round?
You shut up.
Come on, man. Y'all listen a lot.
Nobody make turkey all year round with a little stuffing in the like, nobody do that. They only sell cranberry in November.
You
got to
remember, a lot of people, like I was saying, also weren't loved properly as kids growing up. So the whole idea of consistently showing love is just a new thing to them. It makes them feel so weird. They don't even know what the fuck to do with themselves when they get somebody who is even loving them back. A lot of motherfuckers know how to love but don't even know how to receive love. They don't. They don't know what it's like to be appreciative of somebody showing them love. If they feel weird, they feel clustered, they feel like, damn, this person likes me. This is a bad thing. How the fuck you internalize somebody showing you love is bad? You know how much
because
grown
you're not
adults
ready to love back.
No, they don't know how to receive it. You know how much grown adults shoot themselves in the foot out of situations because somebody was loving them properly, doing right by them, yeah. Bring home random gifts, bring home a bouquet of fucking flowers on the 14th. Like, I don't know what to do with this. It's never happened to me before. Is this normal? Yes, motherfucker. Be happy about it. You should never have no sort of ticket. Don't take any form of love as negative. There are people who believe that's too much. Bring my flowers, bitch. We going to dinner. I'm going to get dressed up.
What type of woman would possibly catch your interest at this point of your
life? None right
one
now.
One that doesn't like
that. I mean, at this stage right now in my life, I'm not even looking at future physical attributes, man. It's really your mind, your personality. You know, you got a good smile. That's probably that's it. Like, everything
somebody
else.
That makes you want to celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
Lies.
I don't
want
to celebrate.
All you want now is somebody.
That's groundwork. I'm laying that down for
somebody with a nice smile.
Who like to travel.
Personality. Like
you know,
to travel.
Everybody like to travel. You mean afford to travel?
Everybody don't like to travel. Like you said, people, even as... You know what I'm saying? Got the money to travel. Some people just don't like getting on planes and going to other
that's
countries.
That's true. They do something. They do something with their money. But
That's not like everyone got a chance for you, La.
It does.
It sounds
very
open,
broad.
You know?
I'm very
broad.
Open, man. It's
yeah, just, I'm like that, too.
So La ain't got a type?
Nah, I ain't got no type.
Just good
I
teeth.
Mean, at a certain age, you got to stop having a type. That's
my
why,
type is
that's
the reason
why
I'm single.
I never had a
funny.
Fucking type, son.
My yeah, type is the reason why I'm single.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, absolutely fucking right.
Trying to chase these, you know, the physical attributes on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah,
dumb
man. Physical, listen, man, physical is...
All my
know,
crushes don't even talk to me right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, I
physical
mean,
is icing
happens.
On the cake.
Yeah, physical
it ain't
is
the
icing
flour,
on the
it ain't
cake,
the eggs, it ain't nothing else.
That's a fact.
Just icing.
It
well, everyone got
is.
A chance, and I have a couple girls that's coming to my birthday party. That definitely is interesting. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do about that?
We've been pimping live for a year and a half straight, son.
Yeah, but he got to pick somebody now. I'm getting worn out a little bit. Like you got to pick somebody.
This is tiring and frustrating. Like
that. Yeah, you
I'm
making yourself seem like you're like you said that you only love black women and you
only
don't
love
no,
black women.
Love,
so you
got
to pick one. You gotta
pick
one.
Who hurt you, La?
I was hurt, but I'm not hurting anymore. I'm happy now.
You're happy now. Well, we gotta wait for his hot seat to get all that. We gotta wait. That's still going down. You know what I mean? That's still going down, man.
Well, Tanya up next, but we can touch on something else in relationships real quick.
Yeah.
Let's talk about reminders, not like reminding of the words of affirmation, like the reminders in relationship, like when they tell you what they do for you or what they did for you. Ooh. Constantly. Do you think people like this do things out of love or to feel better about themselves?
I don't care how they do it, but if you gotta constantly tell me what you did for me, then stop doing it. Because that's the worst thing to do, is to throw something back in someone's face. You know what I mean? Especially if someone was in need or something like that. You know what I mean? Like one thing I don't do is, I look out for a lot of people. You know what I mean? If I could. You know what I mean? But I never throw it in nobody's face. I never be like, yo, nigga, I got you that job. I got you this, like... I don't do that to people because that's corny. You know what I mean? And if you do it to do that, I think that also make you corny. You understand? Because at the end of the day, love is love. And even after a breakup, you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be, listen, I know women, like, when they ready to vent, they go vent. They go, I did all this for you. They got bullets and all that shit. I did all this. Like, nah, that was what you was doing. That's what you was doing during your relationship. Maybe he was up or down at that time. Maybe you just wanted to show love. You cannot announce ever what you do for other people.
I think when sometime on a breakup tip, when people do it, it's like they felt used probably.
I was going to say, I think I feel two ways about it. I think people could do reminders for one or two things. One, when they were doing it to have something over you. Or two, you're being superbly neglectful of this person and very unappreciative. And they're like, yo, they want to bring it back. Like, remember, I'm the person that did this for you. Just know I have your fucking back. Sometimes it's the intent behind it. It's like, yo, come back to fucking earth, son. I was here doing this. You're not going to find somebody else like me. It's not necessarily that they're doing it because you want to throw it in your face. It's just kind of like, it's a reality check.
A reminder.
It's a reality check.
Fuck,
but he said this is what I've been doing.
Constantly.
So that's the
word. But if you constantly do it for an unappreciative person, are you wrong?
Well, I'm saying is people that get used know they're being used.
Yes. You don't.
For the most part, they live in denial. People that
get used know you're getting used. Love is a two-way street. And things happen on both ends, either way. And what?
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to keep cutting you off. But I'm just saying, like, in relationships, right? You feel like your partner have to do something for you because that's your partner, correct? So in that term, it makes you kind of unappreciative of the things that your partner does for you because you feel like you my girl, you supposed to do this. Or you my man, you supposed to do this.
Time out now.
So, right?
Time out. I have to let you finish where you were going
because,
with that.
Because
no?
You see, based on what you just said, yes and no.
Yeah, that's
because... In a relationship, and this is why I love the, like, sometimes I just wake up and I just say shit because I just want to argue because I know people are stupid and shit. Right? I just want to argue. That's like my fucking breakfast, right? So, like, one of my favorite arguments is men providing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because my thing is, if you love me and I love you, like, I wrote a very good song called Love Ain't No Is a Two-Way Street. So, what I'm saying is that if you like me, I mean, love me and I love you, why would you want to see me carry all the load?
It's a fact.
Like, why? You understand? Like, even last week when you were saying, you know, stay at home mom, my honest thing, no. My lady would not stay at my, and that was based off of my life. My lady worked, niggas, 5 days a week, 12-hour shifts. You know what I mean? She's not playing. She go to work. And... why would you want to see somebody carry all the load, stress out of stress, and do overtime and all that stuff? They won't have time for you, and then you'll go cheat, and then you'll move on to another relationship. That's what usually happens. Because now there's no time inputted into that relationship. There's no time investment where I'm looking in your eyes and telling you how to do your hair next and giving you whatever. You understand? That's the very... keyed part. So I think those people that's looking for that aren't looking for love. They're looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big difference. Because if you're in love, you want to help each other. It is a two-way street. So that's why I said if you're being used, you know you're being used, because if it's only going one way, that's not love. That's not love. That's not love. Straight up.
I have an issue with the should, but just in general, like having superbly high expectations of people, even in a relationship. I mean, I have generally what I believe as an adult you should be responsible for. But then for me to be like, you're my man, so you should do this, is a recipe for a disaster. Because now it's setting up something in my head that you could miss the ball a lot. And it can make me feel really bad. And now I'm taking out my resentment on you when I should not have had certain things held over your head.
What about when the relationship levels change? Like
in terms of?
Marriage. Now it's death to his part. Shouldn't it be a should? Like, you should be able to do this?
Give me an example of what he should do. Like, give me an example of that.
I don't know. Let me think of an example of top. I'm just saying, like, of the, I think, the honestly, things that
the difference
could
between,
make a person feel unappreciated type things. Like,
but I think that's across her mind, all
like,
relationships.
You're my man. You supposed to do this. Like,
supposed to
like,
do
I,
what?
Like, I,
protect?
Not protect. That's like, you every 6 months, you changing her tires or getting her oil changed, stuff like that. Or anything, like, not taking out the trash, just things you're doing personally, like, for her, without her asking, and like, she ain't saying thank you about it, you know what I'm saying? And then if you're like, I change the tires, like, every 3 months, I get brand new set of tires for you. You my man, you supposed to change my tires.
No.
Or you my husband.
My thing is, I think the only thing.
He don't have to do that, right?
I would say should.
That could make me feel unappreciated, like, I'm making sure you say, every 3 months, 4 months, you get new tires or something, right. You know what I mean?
I think the only should your partner have is to have your back. And however having your back looks to you, that's what it is. But there's no, you should change my tire, you should take out the trash, you should pay the rent. Like, no, you should have my back. So if you see me going through this, you help me with it. But I'll never make it like that specific for somebody. That's setting myself up for hurting myself. Who's to say that person does their relationship is the same as mine? A lot of motherfuckers don't date people have the same relationship type. You may date somebody who always want to be up under you, and I may date somebody who likes space. Mm-hmm. And now we come together, we clashing because I'm thinking you should do this, and you thinking I should do that. Should is fucked up, son. Have my back. That's all I want.
You don't like should?
I don't like that.
You don't like should.
Not a good word.
Should kill should in relationships?
It's not a good word.
Should kill
bad
relationships.
Because it's saying if I don't, that I'm... I'm kind of like,
you're not.
Yeah,
where
you're not a good man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You should.
So, nah.
You supposed to.
Nah.
So should is supposed to should be eliminated.
And then motherfuckers start comparing relationships too.
Supposed to is not in like good to use in relationships too. Like you said, you supposed to do this. I hear a lot of women say. I know y'all had to hear women say.
He's supposed to do that. You're supposed to have my back.
It's not you. Like I said, love is a two-way street. Your cup of happiness should already be filled from your faucet, from your own personal faucet. Your cup of happiness should already be filled. And then what I'm doing, I'm just making sure it stays there. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm not here to take any happiness out of your cup. That's it. And I think when people come into relationships with all these expectations, because I know most of the times those should or supposed to always kind of is attached to financial something, either paying for something or doing something or making something happen or whatever. And no, you should be a grown, responsible adult on your own. You should be living on your own. See, this is why a lot of people can't break up, because they're so dependent on their partner that breaking up is like, it doesn't make no sense. You'll be homeless. No. The
rent too high.
The best relationships is when you two are surviving without each other anyway.
Facts.
Now when y'all together, that's because you want to be there, opposed to being a slave to your relationship because this person is paying all the bills. You don't got no place to live. You don't want to go stay with your mama. Blah, 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 blah. That's when you become a slave to your relationship because you can't leave it. Because you're dependent on the relationship to survive. So that's why should and supposed to shouldn't be attached to anything. You know what I'm saying? You should be doing for yourself. And anything I do for you is extra within the relationship. That's it.
Hmm. Nothing else?
Should come in reciprocity.
Who?
should. If you're gonna tell me, if you're
we
gonna
got
should,
two SAT words for today. Two SAT words for today. Y'all make that dictionary out.
She said, "Reprophy."
Nigga, yeah, if you're shoulding me, it should come in reciprocity, meaning I'm going to do the exact thing for you.
And you and we know that's not true, so we're not gonna, let's not even address that. We know that's not true.
I most am of willing
shit,
to do that.
Most of shit women ask for, they are not doing. They are not fucking doing for no fucking dude. Most of them. I'm not gonna say all. Most of
majority.
Them. Majority. And I'm talking about in the high 85, 90%. I'm talking that high. That's a fact.
Get you a chick to believe in reciprocity.
Word, mine, dude. That's send why, me that that's word. What, so that's why I got it. Her. That's
why I got her. Keep that word. The word of the day is reciprocity. Yo, man. We at the end of our show, y'all. Let's throw some shout-outs out and get the fuck up out of here. Right?
Yeah.
Let's go, time.
Yo, shout out to everybody who has been super supportive of me and my personal situation. If you did not know by now, you know, my entire apartment was gutted in a fire 2 weeks ago. Literally lost everything. Lesson one, please get renter's insurance. I did not have renter's insurance. The one thing I slept on. I be having all this fucking advice for y'all, and it's the one ball I dropped personally. So learn from my mistake. Get fucking renter's insurance. It's like, what, $10 a month. You can get a decent coverage for all your personal stuff. Your landlord is good. They got their personal thing. They got their stuff for their house. But everything you own, get that shit covered. It's low cost. It's affordable. And you wouldn't want to be me right now. However, I posted a registry, and that registry sold out twice. I had to keep adding new stuff. So I appreciate every single person who has bought something from my new place. You didn't have to, which is why it means so much to me that you did. So thank you guys for all the support.
You trying to tell me I wasn't supposed to do that?
You should. I should have been. But thank you guys. Thank you so much. BGT is going to be back in 2 weeks in my new place. I'm setting up my studio right now. So I'll be up and running to make y'all wigs again and selling out those lashes and whatnot. Shout out to my Nico. Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. Get your washes. Get your detail. Hit him up. Book him up for the week so you can be busy so I'll know where he is. And you guys have a good weekend. See y'all next week. Thank you. Matt, thank you.
What the fuck Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead, Facebook. Go get your shirts, hoodies. It's winter time. Go get them hoodies. You see, I always stay in the hoodie. I ain't got a winter coat yet.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song.
Go to the website brownholywaterpodcast.com. Yeah, get your shirts, hoodies. I said that. March 8th, get your tickets. Black Success. We dressing up. We looking like adults.
I got my whole outfit.
Leave your sweatsuits home. Leave the Vans. Leave all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm leaving the Vans.
All that dirty stuff home.
I'm waiting on a lot to really get in this promo bag.
Yeah, I'm going to throw my Gators and all that soon. And, I said a rest in peace to my boy Lou. He died in the car accident. It's fucked up. He's 22 years old. That's why I be telling people appreciate life. Tell you, my homegirl Lauren, she passed from MS. She was 32. Life is short to be worrying about stupid, corny shit. All right?
Scroll past the subs.
Don't entertain it. Move on with your life. Stay positive and keep pushing. Sub will never touch you. You heard?
niggas did lie like the Grammys. Niggas
said they do me like Drake.
That was fucking funny, man. That was funny, man. Yo, listen, man. It's your boy Black Success. I think. From today's show, I think the best lesson was the Monique example of trying to be wrong and strong. Definitely don't do that. And no, I'm sorry could go a long fucking way. Shit could, doors that was once closed could open right the fuck back up.
Trying to send a message, Black? Ownership.
Nah, I'm just saying, you gotta take ownership of your actions. I'm just saying, period. There's a lot of people who's in violation. You know what I mean? Like, you might want to apologize for the violation. You know what I mean? But I go by the name of Black Success. You know what I mean? I don't hold no hard feelings. I tell a lot of jokes. I talk a lot of shit. That's what I do, man. You know what I mean? Friday, March 8th, my 35th B-Day Bash. We're going to do the adult thing. We're going to dress up. I know some people don't like to dress up. So, you know, it's okay. If this ain't your type of party, you can stay home. I want to dress up with my people, wearing some shoes
with
and
some
shit.
Good shoes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh shit, he's showing off the Fendi on him. You know what I mean? So make sure, you get your tickets.
We don't wear Gucci.
Make sure you get your tickets. I'm gonna put the ticket link in the comment, and we're gonna go from motherfucking there. And that's it, man. I go by the name of Black Success. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Brown Holy Water. It's a business. We getting back to the motherfucking money, back to the motherfucking bag. Appreciate our sponsor, Yabe Tequila. Jalapeno Hot Seat coming up real soon. And next week, maybe next week, we're going to bring up a guest from the group. Tell me in the comments who you want to come up here. It could be anybody, and we'll go from there. Engineer, you can get us the fuck out of here. I'll go by the name of Black Success. I'll put the ticker link in the comments. Yeah.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, Pori, Georgie, Rocky. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la,